Hey y'all, welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring the great state of Texas and beyond, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
We're recording this episode again at the beautiful Jamaica Beach RV Resort in Galveston, Texas. This is episode 33.
And today we are sitting down with our friends, JR and Kelly, part-time RVers, to talk about their camping experiences, how they got into RVing, some challenges that they faced, and, well, wherever else the conversation leads us. So sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. This week, we are back with some more RV travel stories, this time with our friends JR and Kelly, fellow Texans and fellow RVers who have been nice enough to invite us down to their RV to talk about their experiences. So welcome, y'all. We appreciate y'all being here.
Well, thanks for having us on. We like this.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Now, before we get started too far into it, we met these guys, gosh, how many years ago has it been? I'm not even sure.
Somewhere around 2019, I think.
I think you're probably right. It was at Lake Livingston State Park, wasn't it?
No, we met at the Houston RV Show.
Houston RV Show.
That was the first time.
That was the first time we got face-to-face.
Right.
That's right. That's right. And then we saw y'all at Lake Livingston State Park.
That's correct. Right.
And a couple times down here now in Galveston.
Yeah, this is our, what, fourth year in a row down here in the wintertime?
I thought it was the third.
And somewhere third or fourth, we lose count.
Right.
I understand.
We do too.
So why don't y'all, do y'all mind sharing what type of RV you have?
This is a 2016 Forest River Wildwood RK 27 RKSS. I always get that messed up.
And it's a travel trailer.
It's a travel trailer, bumper pull. It features a rear kitchen, as you see, and that's what really drew us to this layout, is because you got chairs here, the couch that y'all are on, then the dinette and the super slide.
Okay.
Then the bed's up here in the front. You get bathroom. You don't have to walk through your bathroom to get to your bedroom.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah,
that is good.
This is a great layout. How long is this?
It's technically 33 3 inches.
Okay.
I just call it 34.
So y'all are basically the same length we are.
Yeah.
But you have more livable space, really, because you don't have the engine in the back and all of that that takes up space for us. So
right.
It feels bigger to me than that.
Well, it helps. It's got that deep slide.
Right.
The slide is
We have opposing
tremendous.
Slides, but they aren't deep. Neither one are deep. This one's probably deeper than both of our opposing slides put together.
Wow.
Yeah. And great windows. My gosh, you get so much natural light in here.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
It is.
We like that.
It is.
Yeah, we were looking at that. I think Josh, the RV nerd, was doing a review of the Wildwood 28 view. It's got like 95.9 square feet of windows on one side.
Wow.
And
it's
in
pretty.
The very back,
wow.
It's got, they put the residential or the cottage destination camper sectional sofa in the back.
Wow.
Huge entertainment center.
So huge windows probably in the back looking out.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I was like, that's pretty good, but it's got a nice price tag. So I'm like,
that's that
we'll
one
just
with
stick
the
with
sectional,
what we got.
Right?
Huh?
That's that one with the sectional.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It was
very nice. Very nice. Now, how long have y'all had this one?
7 years.
7 years.
Wow.
This one.
So you have an interesting story about how you ended up with this one. Do you mind sharing with everybody?
Sure. We were looking around locally there in Livingston for campers. We found one that we kind of liked and never could make a deal on. So I happened to run across yours and my favorite little RV dealer, Toppers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Love Larry.
And so we found it online, and I called him up, and I gave him my credit card number, put a deposit down on this without ever setting foot on it.
Wow.
And so a few
was that
days,
a little scary, or were you?
A little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, this was the only floor plan that I could get her and the youngest daughter, Sierra, on board with. They were like, oh, yeah, we like that floor plan. So it was that was the main thought, where everything was laid out.
Okay.
I didn't care how long it was. It had to have this kind of layout.
Right.
So a few days later, I went down to pick it up, and everything's going good. Did PDI and everything else, and I hitched up and left there. Was coming back across through Magnolia, and kid decided to run a intersection.
Uh-oh.
He got tired of waiting. The light never would cycle for him. And so as I'm getting into the intersection, he pulls right out in front of me, and I had no choice. But I was backpedaling as hard as I could, and this is a pretty heavy trailer at about 7,700 pounds, and that truck, it just did
you
not
you can't
want
stop that fast.
So I T-boned him, went between a guide wire and a telephone pole, embedded the front of the trailer in the telephone pole.
On your way home from the dealership.
Yeah, 25 minutes later.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Kelly, how was that call when you got that call?
Oh, it was freaky. I was a bit upset.
Were y'all Were y'all about ready to go camping? Was he bringing it home to go camping?
Yes. Yes.
We had a trip planned for Roaring River State Park in Missouri.
Oh, not even just next door.
No.
Oh no.
So here you're all excited about the trip, and the call you get is that the trailer's not doing too well.
The trailer's totaled.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
But JR was all right. He just sprained his wrist.
Yeah.
That's lucky.
So. Yeah.
And so how did your truck do out of that?
Well,
totaled it too.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. So you were starting from scratch.
Yeah. Had to start all over from scratch. And I was thinking, you know, the only debt we were going to have was the camper.
Yeah.
Now I have to go buy a truck.
Oh, man.
But fortunately, the insurance company, the kid's insurance company, paid just about what I paid for my old truck.
Okay, good.
I had a 2014 F-150.
Okay.
And so, which was handy because I put everything down on this truck.
Yeah.
And which is a 2016 F-250.
Okay.
Okay, so you got a bigger
truck.
Now,
did you choose the 250 now since you knew you were going to be getting the another trailer?
Yes.
Or okay.
Yes. That 150 could pull it, but big trucks going around, you kept feeling it porpoising you in and out, getting sucked in their little wake.
Yeah.
And this truck, it's not near as bad. It's just slight.
Yeah.
Something more manageable.
So you didn't have that trailer long, but long enough to learn a little bit about what you wanted to use to pull it.
Exactly.
Well, that, you know, there's something to be said for that, I guess.
Yeah. And the reason why I went back with Ford is when I crawled out of my truck, I got the look, and the whole front end was just smushed up.
Oh, man.
The good thing about Fords is their crumple zones work.
Wow.
My windshield wasn't even spidered or cracked.
Gosh.
Nothing. It looked like there was nothing wrong with it.
That is amazing.
And it was the only time I've ever seen a, I don't know if it's a, I guess they consider those hitches that are on the truck class threes, maybe class three, class four, somewhere in there. First time I ever saw one split.
Wow.
Wow.
That was a heck of a accident.
So obviously you got off to a very rough start.
Yeah, and it didn't get much better from there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Our insurance company was going, we're investigating it.
Uh-huh.
And finally, after 2 months of back and forth, they said, well, it's not on your declaration page, so we're not going to cover your
oh, my gosh, because you had just gotten it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I called the folks that we had it financed with, and that claims agent ripped me a new one. Why didn't you call me sooner? Well, I was trying to do it the right way. And she goes, you've got full replacement. We could have already had you back in another camper.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's lucky.
And so we picked this one up, what was it, maybe 2 weeks before we left out on our trip?
Yeah, it was pretty close to it.
Wow.
They're like, well, we can get you a 2017, but we got to bring it in from Georgia. I'm like, no, we got to be out of town at the end of the following week. So we need to go ahead and get
this
done.
So you got a new one quick.
Got it real quick.
So is this the original trip you had planned?
Yes.
Oh, so you didn't miss that trip.
No, we didn't miss it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was luck. Luckily, Toppers had several more of these on their lot.
That is lucky.
But here's the weird thing. Talking with Larry and them down there, apparently This was like the third Wildwood 27 RKSS that got damaged or totaled leaving the lot.
Oh, my gosh. So always be careful leaving the lot.
Well, if you're getting
this
a Wildwood.
Model.
Crazy.
If you're getting a Wildwood, knock on wood before you drive out of
there. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I'm glad, obviously, that you're okay, and that's a crazy start.
And it's been good since then, huh?
It
seven
has
years.
Been. 7 years we've been. Yeah, well, we did have that incident, couple of incidences in Arkansas, backed into a car.
On our first trip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, luckily, I just rubbed her with my spare tire, and there was no damage.
Oh, that's lucky.
And then we were in Missouri, and didn't realize it, but my license had expired. We were there on my birthday when I told you that
Sierra caught her first rainbow.
Well, coming back in, we were between Hot Springs and Little Rock and going up a mountain, and for some reason, something told me to get in the left lane. This car sideswiped passenger side of the trailer, and she's like, I think
hit
we blew
run.
A tire.
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't even know they hit you.
No, she thought it was a tire blew out, so the whole thing swerved.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going, no, I saw damage on a little blue car. So I think that car actually hit us. No, I think you got a tire. So we got into our campground. Look, nope, tires were fine. There was a big old dent.
Oh no.
And the guy's already gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I called the sheriff's department just to make a report. And, you know, not thinking anything about it. You know, you would think most states have a way of getting accident reports online.
Right.
Well, apparently this lieutenant was unhappy with me because I said, can we do that like we do in Texas? Well, Arkansas hasn't caught up with Texas yet. But, oh, no offense. And like I said, I didn't know that my license had expired. We are already back a full week, and I just happened to look
over. Happy birthday.
Yeah. And there's my driver's license renewal paper on my desk. And I went, told her about it, and she's like, yeah, it's a good thing you didn't really make that deputy mad.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
oh,
for
my
sure.
goodness. But that's a whole different adventure.
Yeah. And, you know, and the hits keep coming. Our storage facility got hit with a tornado. And there was a Class A sitting next to us, and a big old beam. The I-beams and the covering were gone off of both of ours.
But wow.
I'm like, where's the I-beams? They were in the field next to
us. That is a huge piece of metal.
And they had just, right before that happened, about maybe a week and a half, they had moved us from up the front. They had kind of a climate storage building.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just moved us to the back about a week and a half. And when that tornado come through, it tore that building down. Everything, a friend of mine's boat was up there in our old slot, damaged.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess it's good that you were moved.
Yeah.
But
our power went out, and when it came back on, I got back on the internet, and I'm starting seeing pictures on Facebook. Mm. I'm going, man, that place, oh, crap.
Oh, no.
I get in the truck, and I boogie out there, and I'm on the phone with her, and I said, all right, here's the deal. If this thing is damaged, you're calling the insurance, tell them to pay it off, we're buying a tent.
Because something's telling us.
Not meant to be.
Yeah. The stars are not aligning for us to have a camper. But after that, we've had great things. You know, the typical maintenance items. We've replaced the fridge, toilet.
Yeah.
And this trip was the first chance that we've had to test the new toilet out.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
Well, that's good.
Works perfect.
Woo!
It's Kelly approved.
It's Kelly approved. And I got the white one instead of that tan one that comes in.
Oh, oh, gotcha. So
it looks a lot nicer.
Because you're fancy like that.
I'm fancy.
So now, how did y'all decide to get into RVing? I don't know if we've ever asked y'all that story.
Well, I know that they used to go camping.
We used to do it as a kid all the time. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
We had a camper. Six kids.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What kind of camper was that?
One time we had an Airstream, but the one that we had when I was a little bit younger, I don't remember. It was much smaller.
Mm.
Okay.
It had like the above the kitchen table, two people slept up
there. Oh, yeah, the bunk that came
bunks.
Down. Yeah.
Just we were packed in there like sardines.
But I guess you had fun.
We did. We had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. We would go to Cloudcroft in New Mexico.
Oh, you know, that's somewhere we've never been.
We want to go.
Yeah.
We've got that plan for 2024 to make it out to Cloudcroft and go hang out there.
It was a lot. I have a lot of good memories out there.
Are y'all going to take your daughter with you? I know.
No.
They are new empty nesters, y'all. <No. laughs>
We're empty nesters. We're not bringing them along. No.
That's good.
Now, for me, I've been camping all my life. You know, we started out with all kind of little pop-top trailers. We had one that was called a Nomad. It was a three-slide. You had one on the side, one on the front, and one on the back, all little pop-up tent trailer.
Okay.
And we'd stay down around Olivia outside of Ganado and El Campo and all that on the coast where my uncle grew up.
Okay.
So I had relatives that would come in from Garland and Victoria, and we'd all just meet up down there and stay down there. You know, it was boondocking before I knew what boondocking was.
Right. Yeah, we didn't think anything of that back then.
Yeah.
And you know, you just took the camper to where you could park it, and, you know, that's what you would do.
Because y'all did that.
We did that also. We had when I was in high school, when I was a little younger than that, about 12 years old, my aunt bought her first. She bought a camper, and then from there, her parents, my grandparents, bought a little camper, and then my uncle bought a camper, and then my parents, when I was in high school, got a pop-up camper, and so we would all just meet out somewhere. We had five of us in a pop-up, and but we had a blast, and that's one reason I always wanted to get back into it.
Yeah, I think before my parents quit camping anywhere, we ended up with a 1977 Concorde motorhome, no slides, back in the day before slides.
Yes,
right.
And it was 25 foot long. You know, I thought about that the other day on coming down here. I was like, you know, my camper's a whole lot bigger, and with that slide, like, how did we ever get by camping without slides?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah
it's been quite the invention.
Yeah. That was the best thing they ever could have done, was made slides for a camper or coach.
I agree. I agree. It gives you so much more space when you're parked, which is nice, especially on a rainy day or, you know, if you want to just sit inside and play games. I know y'all have been doing a whole lot of that.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Yeah. That's JR and Kelly are two of our friends that we like to meet for game nights when we're together. And we did that the other night, and Kelly tried to take all our money at LCR. Left, right, center.
But she didn't accomplish that.
No, sure didn't.
But she's
done. Hey, I won some quarters.
Yes, she did.
Barely.
We've heard she's just taken JR to the cleaners here at their games in the trailer.
Well, not today. My dice were actually hot today.
Woo!
I think I won two games out of the 10 that we played.
I got to let them win every now and then.
Throw them that little bone, you know.
So is that one of the things that y'all really like to do when you go camping, is to play a lot of board games and stuff?
It is. You know, she has a bone condition that keeps her from getting out and doing all the traditional hiking and a lot of stuff that able-bodied people are able to do. So we try to figure out what can we do to get some inclusion for her.
Right. Yeah.
And that was the whole purpose that I bought the camper for, because we didn't know how much longer she's going to have all these bone issues that she'd be able to get around. So I'm like, I want to do something that – and then Sierra was getting of age that I wanted to take her and up camping and doing stuff that I did as a kid.
Yes.
And so we've been able to do that. Now that she's fixing to be 21, she still has fond memories of that.
That's really neat.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit if she gets into it herself one of these days.
Well, that'd be really neat if she did, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? Mm-hmm. And then y'all could meet her somewhere, and she'd have her camper, and y'all'd have yours. And
now, the coolest thing on that trip to Missouri, up in Mena, Arkansas, is Queen Wilhelmina State Park.
Okay.
They have a little locomotive that you can ride around in the campground. And so when we got through with our ride, I asked the guy, I said, how long has this particular locomotive been here? He goes, well, it's been here since the early 70s, which I just went, wow. I rode it as a kid. My oldest daughter was 4 when she rode it.
Okay.
And my youngest daughter got to ride it.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is. That's special. And maybe.
And it's still going.
It's still going, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe there will be a grandbaby down the road that will get to ride it.
And you never can tell.
Never can tell.
Right.
So when y'all are, you mentioned, you know, Cloudcroft maybe for next year. When y'all are making your plans, do you plan? Do you just go on a whim? Does one of y'all plan your trips more than the other one? How do you go about that?
I would say JR probably plans it more so on the looking at the facility and the place we're going to go and knowing the hookups and all that sort of thing and everything. But, I mean, we plan it together, though, too.
Yeah.
To, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you look to see, like, you know, if there's certain things in an area you want to see or just someplace you've heard about or someplace you've been before? What do you tend to...
Heard about, probably.
Yeah, heard about. I think that's why we keep coming back to Jamaica Beach is because we saw your first video.
Okay,
on
yeah.
this place, and that's what got us going, hey, we need to go. Plus, we had a bunch of friends that recommended coming down here, too.
Yeah.
So I was
yeah.
like, let's go try it out, and this has been... I don't know. We've been coming down here a total of 5-6 years.
Yeah, about 6 years.
Nice.
Yeah, so y'all have made it a tradition, too.
Yeah. And then, of course, knowing that y'all are down here, you know, we come down here to hang out with you, Howard and Betty, Scott and Deb.
It's like a little community.
Yeah.
And we get to see at least once a year. We know we get to see everybody.
Exactly. Right. And then because, you know, I got to try to win my quarters back that I keep taking every year.
So now y'all are here for a week this time. Is that a normal trip for you guys, or what's a normal length of a trip?
Coming to Jamaica Beach, it's the normal.
Yeah.
Staying
it's about 7 days. We we try to do 2 7-day trips because I don't know what days y'all prefer to actually do travel day on. I like doing Sundays trying to get through Houston.
Right.
Good idea.
Makes a lot of sense. So you're not dealing with work traffic and stuff.
Exactly. Now, you know, tomorrow when we head out to go home, then it's going to be fun trying to get out of into and out of Houston.
Yes.
Right.
Everybody's trying to get back into town from their vacation or their weekend activities.
So. At least once you're going north, maybe you'll be going away from most of the traffic.
Oh, yeah. Once we get about Kingwood, then it'll be smooth sailing all the rest of the home.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you've gone, what's the furthest you've gone with your RV?
I would say Roaring River, Missouri.
Okay, Missouri. And do you have any bucket list places that you definitely want to get to?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. I want to go back to Missouri.
Yeah.
Again, that was fun.
And she wants me to teach her how to fish.
Yeah, I think this time I'll fish.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Last time I didn't.
Okay. Nice. I mean, like, have you thought about going to places like, Clark W. Griswold looked at it for 2 seconds.
Oh, the biggest ball of twine? Oh, the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, thank you. You know, here she threw a curveball question, and it ended up curveballing me. Something like that, a big attraction like a national park. Have you had any?
Well, for something like that, there's going to be a lot of walking and stuff involved.
Oh, that's a great point.
And, so that's
You could do it like Clark Griswold, though. You just go right up to the edge, and you can take a look and nod, and then go back to the
That'd be about my experience. Well, my luck, I'd get top-heavy and fall in. I don't do so good on those sort of things.
I don't let her get too close to the edge of things, you know. A face plant at the tiki bar comes to mind.
Uh-oh, sounds like a memorable moment.
So share that story.
We were hanging out with friends here at the little tiki bar, and she was picking the guy next to us had a bunch of cans sitting around, so she thought she would be nice and pick them up and go throw them away. Well, she leaned over a little too far, and I tried to catch her with one arm, pulled my arm back, and she face planted.
Oh, my gosh.
Straight down into that concrete floor.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. It was quite the journey down.
And, you know, I don't see how she got hurt any worse than she did because her knees, from her knees to her feet, were up against that wall.
Wow.
I had to pull her out and get her to crawl a little bit and help pull her out to get her up.
Oh, my gosh.
It was an ordeal to get me up and out of there.
And you didn't even get a postcard from your trip.
No.
No, she got a big knot
on her
head.
Big knot.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Not exactly the memory that you hope to make.
No.
On your trip.
Lasting memory with these folks that whoever was there, I'm sure.
It's a story they tell as their lasting memory, too.
Hey, is that lady that fell last year?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, do y'all like to normally go to state parks or RV parks, or do you have a specific type of camping you like to do?
We like state parks, too.
Yeah.
We enjoy them.
Yeah.
You have a great one real close to your home.
We go there.
Yep. We go
Lake
there.
Lake Livingston mm-hmm. State Park, which we met y'all there.
Yeah, yeah. 1 year.
1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we live really, really close to that one. So, I mean, but it's still, it's like being away.
Yeah.
It's like not even being at home. And
it's yeah. still close you enough know. If we need something or if I need to go back and check on the animals, I can pop into town.
Oh, that's right. A good point.
So y'all do have animals. Do they they travel with you sometimes?
They used to. The older two dogs, we got a little Minpin and a miniature Yorkie. Mm-hmm. They've gotten to the age now where they're impatient when they want to go outside, and they don't realize that we have to get dressed.
Right. Yeah. It's not like just opening the door and letting mm-hmm. them go out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they got to where, okay, we ain't going to bother y'all. We're not going to wait.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's like, no. And then we tried the boarding thing for a while, and that got super expensive.
Sure.
It is. Yeah. It is way expensive.
The last time that we boarded them, our miniature Yorkie had bad teeth, so they had to pull all of his teeth out.
Oh, no.
And then you had that dental on top of the boarding for both dogs for 6 days. It
that
was,
adds up quick. Yeah,
you on probably spent more on that than you spent on
did.
Your trip.
We did.
By far.
Yeah. So now what do you do?
We leave them at home, and the youngest daughter, Sierra, she works pretty close by.
Okay.
So her and her boyfriend come over and twice a day and make sure that the toothless one gets fed his special food. And
gosh.
They let him in and out and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cats and the dogs.
And then they're comfortable because they're at their house.
Right.
And y'all don't have to worry about them, and y'all can enjoy your time.
Exactly.
So it's almost like a vacation for both of y'all, probably, too, because it's something a little bit different.
Right. It is.
You know? That's interesting. Yeah. So, because we used to do that with our cats. The cats that we had before, we had a brother and sister cat. And the big boy, he would get car sick 5 minutes in the car. So traveling was a no-go. Could not happen. So we would leave the two of them, you know, at the house, and we had great neighbors that would go over and, you know, take care of them and check on them and, you know, play with them and make sure they had what they needed. And we'd get back, and they're like, oh, who are you? Yeah, I've been having fun. You know, I don't need you now.
So we've talked about a lot of other things, but what would you say your favorite thing about RVing is?
The people we get to meet. The places, you know, the places we get to go and see, and definitely the people that we get to meet.
Yes.
Because we've made a lot of new friends. You know, like when we were at dinner the other night, I found out that Jana and Judy know a couple of the folks that I fly model airplanes with.
Oh,
isn't
wow.
that crazy? What a small world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
It definitely is.
That's one of our favorite things, too. You know, you already have something in common with people from the moment that you meet them, but... Mm-hmm. You know, what about pet peeves? Is there anything that you have run across in RVing that you kind of go, golly, what are these people thinking?
I just don't like unfriendly people. You know, you sit there and say hi to them or try to greet them or whatever, and they just kind of give you the
old, doing their own thing.
Doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Don't speak back, you know, don't no reply.
Right.
Or walk through your campsite.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
one of my pet
boundaries.
Peeves. Yeah.
No boundaries.
Yeah.
It's like, for the length of time that I'm here, this is my front yard. Stay out of it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
I do, too.
Now, we talked a lot about challenges, I guess, earlier, you know, because, good gosh, y'all have been hit by a tornado. You've been hit by a sideswap on a car. You got totaled your first trip leaving the dealership. Have there been other challenges that you didn't expect from RVing that you've had to face? Or does that pretty much cover? I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I think we've been blessed that we're too hard-headed to give up. You know, there's all those little voices going, okay, you don't need a camper. You don't need a camper. It's like, we're going to have a camper. We're doing this. I had that whole Clark Griswold mentality.
Right.
We're doing this.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's more like Robin Williams.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to break that one out.
We haven't watched that one in a while. Yeah. I love that movie. And I don't, you know, every time I watch that movie, RV, I see something else that I didn't see before that I went, yep, that's happened.
But again, that movie is the definition to me of RVing.
Right.
Because they go through all that, including fishing it out of the water. And at the end of that movie, the family is all together in that RV, even though it's a piece of crap at that point, and they're having a great time.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing how we keep migrating back no matter what happens.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, we, you know, since it's just her and I now being empty nesters, we love the fact that we can come here and just relax.
Yes.
You know, anytime we're in the camper, it's relaxation time for us.
Right.
You know, it feels more comfortable in here than in our sticks and bricks house.
Isn't that interesting?
It does.
I think so, too. To us, well, I remember when we were part-timers, I used to tell people my favorite time when we were part-timers is when we were packing up to leave to go to the park. My worst time was when we were packing up to go back home. Yep.
Yeah, that means I'm looking at going back to work on Monday. Not looking forward to it.
Yeah, and just the everyday life, you know. Out here, you can get away from that, which is some of the stuff full-time, reason why we full-time. So we didn't have that routine to get back to, you know. Yeah. Our routine is different almost every day.
Well, I know that we live our lives vicariously through your videos. We know that. I'm like, she's like, where are they at this time? Well, they were here. They were in Colorado in this video.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, for me, I don't know. I thought I would have checked off a lot more boxes by now than we had because we are able to stay out longer.
Mm-hmm.
But the more places I go, the more places I want to go to.
Right.
So my list just keeps growing.
Right. Well, you could travel the entire 50 states and still not see half
of
what is out there. Because if you stay on the main road and get off at these little campgrounds here and there, some of these little small towns have some of the best attractions around.
Oh, no doubt. And the stories, the history from the small towns.
That's, agree. Yeah. And the nicest people.
Exactly.
Yes. To your point, Kelly.
Right. Yes.
You know, we have met some of the nicest folks in places where I think a lot of people make the mistake of just passing by.
Passing right by.
Or just flying over. And they never know what they missed.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's like when y'all came to Livingston that time and went to the museum.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Great museum in Livingston.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a hidden gem. I think most people don't even realize that's there.
And Livingston having the state park is wonderful, but that takes away from the town of Livingston, you know, because most people think of Livingston State Park before they think the town of Livingston.
Right.
And so I think that, these towns need their due. You know, there's stories that are part of all these towns. Some of these real small towns, you know, have more history than the big towns.
Yes.
It's because the trains decided to bypass them or they stopping there, or the highway ended up going 20 miles to the east or the west, or you know, so then these towns just kind of get forgotten. That's why we love to go in and you know, go to the small towns,
right?
Small mom and pop restaurants that you don't find in a big city,
that's for sure.
So if you guys, when you do, because I know you do on occasion run into folks who are interested in RVing, maybe they're just getting into it, do you have a piece of advice that you like to share with them?
I'll let you take that one, Kelly. What were you telling me that you needed that?
Oh, don't be making me tell my stories. That I already have everything in the camper.
Yeah.
And insisting that I don't and bring it anyway. And so now we already have a bag of stuff in the truck that was all the I told you so stuff.
My advice for somebody just starting out, find something that you really, really like.
Yeah.
You know, a layout that you can live with. because it doesn't have to be the biggest, doesn't have to be the smallest, just whatever fits your lifestyle.
Right.
And then don't pack 10 tons of stuff thinking you're going to need it, you know. Don't pack for a month if you're only going away for a couple of days.
That's a great point.
Pack for 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Because what you pack in, you're going to have to pack up and pack back out.
And, well, you know, that's right. Okay, so that opens a question then. Do y'all have certain things that you just keep in the camper at all times so that you don't have to carry it back and forth?
We try to have everything in the camper that you would need. And so we don't have to bring all this other stuff. And then I always, every time we go camping, I think that we don't have this or that or whatever and have to bring something from the house. And, well, sure enough, I already have it in the trailer. Every time.
So, in other words, you're carrying coffee cups. You're carrying plates and forks.
Yes,
you have
everything.
That stuff.
Towels and towels, sheets.
All that
and all
stuff's
that.
Already in the RV. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people are going, why do you go camp? I can go stay at a nice motel. I said, yeah, but this is yours.
Right.
It's your
right.
bathroom. It's your bed. If you want to get away out in the wilderness, you can do that. You can't go camp out and boondock in a motel.
You're right.
Yeah, that's You're true. Right. And a motel, you don't know who slept in that bed.
Right.
You
right.
know.
And you don't know if they're doing a little bed bug farming in there or not.
That's right. All that is, that's for sure.
Well, and if a weekend comes up and you guys just want to go somewhere, you could.
Exactly. Right.
You know, you've got the camper loaded. All you have to do is grab your food and some clothes and whoosh.
That's what we did when we were part-time. Yeah. So we could be spontaneous. You know, if we were coming up on a weekend with nothing to do and sometimes in the state parks, things come available at the last second, you know, we'd find something and boom, we'd go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way we are. We got pick of a weekend that we've really want to go camping, you know. We've got, like you said, we got the state park right there, and there's a bunch of new RV parks that have opened up in and around Lake Livingston area that is just 15, 20 minutes down the road.
That's nice.
You know?
And so, like you said, just by taking the RV, you're getting away from the routine and everything. So it feels like a vacation, even if it's only a couple days.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you got Wolf Creek Park there, the River Authority Park.
Oh, that's a nice park.
That's a good beautiful park.
Yeah. Yeah, we got down there one time, and we ended up having to book the whole week to be able to do that.
Okay.
Just to get those two waterfront sites.
What you wanted, yeah. Oh, yeah, those are tough to get.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Those are tough to get. And I don't know if they still do it, but, you know, that used to be a park that I believe it was on the weekends. You had to be camping in order to get into the park. They didn't allow day use unless you had an annual pass, which they only sold so many of for fishing.
It was, I guess, two, maybe three years ago that we were there, and it was still that same way.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Well, guys, we really appreciate it. We could talk forever.
I know.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us and sharing your journey and your experiences. And we really, really appreciate it. It's always a great time to hang out with y'all.
Oh, it's always a great time to hang out with you and Tom. So, you know, thank you for having us on here.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
We look forward to visiting next time.
Exactly.
So, hey, guys, we really appreciate y'all listening. Make sure you're subscribed so you'll be along for more fun stories from friends from our travels on the road and other things that happen to pop up along the way, because you never know where the conversation's going to take us. And until next time, safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.